Now will I turn unto our kite again, that little wist how nigh that was his care, till that fortune had brought him in the snare. The busy lark, messenger of day, salueth in her song the morrow grey, and fiery Phoebus riseth up so bright that all the Orient laugheth of the light, and with his streams drieth in the greaves the silver drops hanging on the leaves. And Archytas, that in the court royal with Theseus is squire principal, is risen and looketh on the merry day. And for to do observance unto May, remembering on the point of his desire, he on a courser startling as the fire is rid into the fields him to play, out of the court were it a mile or tway. And to the grove of which that I you told, by aventure his way he gan to hold, to make in him a garland of the greaves, were it of woodbine or of hawthorn leaves. And loud he sang against the sun's sheen, May, with all thy flowers and thy green, welcome be thou, fair fresh May, in hope that I some green getten may. And from his courser with a lusty heart into the grove full hastily he start, and in a path he roameth up and down, thereas by aventure this Palamon was in a bush that no man might him see, for sore afeared of his death was he. Nothing then knew he that it was Archite. God wot he would have trowed it full light. But sooth is said, gone sith in many years, that field hath eyes and the wood hath ears. It is full fair a man to bear him even, for all day meeten men at onset, Stephen. Full little wot Archite of his fellow, that was so nigh to hearken all his saw, for in the bush he sitteth now full still. When that Archite had roamed all his fill, and sung in all the roundel lustily, into a study he fell suddenly, as do these lovers in their quaint gears, now in the crop, now down in the briars, now up, now down, as bucket in a well. Right as the Friday, soothly for to tell, now it shineth, now it raineth fast. Right so can gary Venus overcast the hearts of her folk, right as her day is gareful. Right so changeth she array. Seldom is Friday all the week alike. When that Archite had sung, he gan to sigh, and set him down withouten any more. Alas, quod he, that day that I was born. How long, Juno, through thy cruelty, wilt thou war on Thebes the city? Alas, it brought us to confusion the blood royal of Cadme and Amphion, of Cadmus, which that was the first man that Thebes built, or first the town began, and of the city first was crowned king. Of his lineage am I, and his offspring, by very line as of the stock royal. And now I am so caitiff and so thrall, that he that is my mortal enemy, I serve him as his squire poorly. And yet does Juno me well more shame, for I dare not beknow mine own name. But there as I was wont to hight Archite, now hight I Philostrate, not worth a mite. Alas, thou fell Mars! Alas, Juno! Thus has your ire our lineage all fordo, save only me and wretched Palamon that Theseus martyreth in prison. And over all this, to slay me utterly, love has his fiery dart so burningly ysticked through my true careful heart, that shapen was my death erst than my shirt. You slay me with your iron, Emily. You be the cause wherefore that I die. Of all the remnant of mine other care, ne set I not the montance of a tear, so that I could do aught to your presence.